from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And now training camp's broke, guys. It's over, okay? They're getting ready for the third preseason game. They have an idea of who they want to keep. We'll see what the third preseason game brings. But then there's an after we acquire Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. So how is it that the Falcons are ranked 19th on the ESPN power rankings that have recently come out? And I just want to tell you guys, I think some of this is just, again, when are they looking at this team? Because if you look at this team now, it's not the team it was 3 months ago.
And I'm looking right now at the Vegas odds to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know how you could be the 19th best team or the 7th best odds in the NFC. Look it up. I mean, right now, 49ers are plus 600. Kansas City is plus 550. The Falcons come in at plus 35. So, again, about 32. It's 30 to 35 to 1 right now in Vegas for those that are following. But right now, best odds in the NFC, 49ers, Lions, Eagles. We've heard that before. Packers, Cowboys, Rams, us. That's better than 19th to me. You know, I mean, I know there's better teams in the AFC you could argue right now than the NFC just based on the quarterback play. But still, we're loaded. And we addressed the biggest hole, which is pass rush.
Who are those other teams in front of us, by the way? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, again,
49ers, obviously. Four,
I meant 49ers, as I said, Lions, Eagles, Packers, Cowboys, Rams. Everybody else is in the AFC.
Okay.
So it's Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals. And Bengals got their own injury issues. They got issues on the offensive line right now. Buffalo, you know, they've got they're turning over the roster. We know that. Houston Texans, they're 16-1. They are everybody's darling right now, and with good reason after what C.J. Stroud put together and the additions like Danielle Hunter they made.
Yeah. I can give you the teams that are ahead of them on this list, the couple that are before them.
Who are you talking about, Texans?
They have the Colts at 18 above the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
The Colts are at 18. The Bears are at 17.
This is the ESPN list,
yes.
Right?
The Steelers are at 16, and the Jets are at 15, all above the Falcons.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Jets are 20-1 because of Aaron Rodgers and everything else.
For sure.
But we're 30, basically we're 32.5 to 35-1, depending on which Vegas book you're looking at.
The Bears thing is interesting because, again, with all the moves that they've made, I get it. There's a lot of hype surrounding the Bears, just like there is us. But again, the difference is rookie quarterback versus a guy that's been in the league 13 years. I mean, like, I'm going to go with that equation versus the rookie quarterback because we've seen guys have ups and downs. I'm not telling you Caleb's not going to be good, but if you're telling me that that's what they're telling us in these rankings, I'm not believing that right now. And then again, you're right, Mike. The Jets, everybody just believes if Aaron Rodgers was around last year, that's a playoff team. Okay, you got him back. Are they a playoff team this year?
But again, and look, I'm not going to sound like a homer, but it is what it is. If you're not hip to it, there's always sort of anti-Atlanta bias. Whatever, whoever writes these things, we never get the fair shake from ESPN for whatever reason. Guys, the Steelers haven't even established their quarterback right now. They're higher on that list than us, Chris. Come on. I mean, I get it. They've got a great pass rush in T.J. Watt and everything else, but still, that's jabbed to me. And the Colts are 66-1 to win the Super Bowl. You know, and you're waiting to see if Anthony Richardson can put a whole season together.
Yeah.
So that's just, it is what it is. You know, Atlanta always, until we go and shut them up, it's what we're going to get. But if I was you and you got some buddies who can take some odds on a Super Bowl, get on the Falcons, man. It's worth at least $100.
No, I agree. It is, just for the fun. And
the odds are good.
They are.
It's worth noting, the Saints are 25. Mm-hmm. So we can feel good about that.
Well, they're not good this year. I mean, listen, they're not going to be
good. You can't even get Saints fans fired up about the Saints.
they're not going to be good. It's just what it is.
I got three buddies down there. Our boy, I mean, they're just like, you know what, they're looking at Atlanta going, damn, Atlanta, well, they got Judon and they got Simmons?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm looking at this quote from, you were just talking about the Steelers because they're our first opponent. Bill Cowher says you start with Russ. If Fields starts as a second guy, have a package of plays. This is Cowher. If all of a sudden you need a spark, then you put Fields in. But he says you have to start Russ. So, Mike, if they're going with that philosophy, then that means Russ will be the starter here week one against us. That is interesting. I think that is the way to go about this. And I've said this. It is easier to go away from Russ and go to Fields later in the season than it is to start Fields, bench him, and then go back to him.
Right.
If it was to go wrong, right? I think that looks like you don't know what the hell you're doing. So this makes sense as we've been talking about this, but neither one of these guys have shown in the series that they've gotten, specifically last week, you got 3 points out of 10 series of football between the both of them.
And I know that Russell Wilson, it's funny, his brand is just taking hit after hit after hit. Like there's a reason for that. He just doesn't look like the same guy. And all of a sudden, all the things that were said in Seattle, we all thought was kind of chicken blank when it was anonymous, and then everybody's on record. Now you see it. Mr. Unlimited is apparently a dude that, you know, it was a time and place for him. But Justin Fields, this is a great opportunity for Justin Fields, and I know Justin Fields has got his supporters here in town. He's got to step up and grab that ring, man. They're bending over backwards to give him this opportunity. He's got to do it.
All right. I just want to mention this. We are, what, Chris, 3 weeks away from the start of the season, right? 3 weeks? If we don't have 3 sacks in this Steeler game, something's wrong. They've lost their left tackle who they drafted, mm-hmm. Troy Fontenot, okay? Broderick Jones is over there. He's playing right tackle. Let's just give you the make of the offensive line. Dan Moore is playing left tackle. They have a rookie playing center in Zach Frazier. The guards have had issues. And Mike brought this up, guys. Okay, Russell, it's not all on him. Right. He got sacked 3 times. They lost 21 yards in the series that he played in. And I'm telling you right now, if this offensive line, you know, junk juggle thing that they have going on, we should have at least, with what we got right now, 3 sacks in this game, if not more. Because, Mike, their offensive line right now is suspect.
Behind Najee Harris, Jalen Warren's questionable at running back with a hammy. Peyton Wilson, he can't play at Houston, right? Peyton Wilson, I want to say the linebacker?
I believe so.
Yeah, concussion. That could clear up by week one by the time we see him. But they're dealing a lot of injuries right now.
No doubt. All right, I just bring that up because if you're going to say, all right, where are they vulnerable, that's where they're vulnerable. And it's been exploited, by the way, in the preseason when these quarterbacks, and excluding Justin Fields, running for their lives, Mike, trying to escape pressure. 404-726-0929. Point of this conversation, guys, we're better than 19 on the power rankings.
Right.
Don't buy that. Don't believe it. Don't think that that's the case.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.